station show.
Calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. It's very nice to have you with us once again here on the airwaves of PCJ Radio International and, of course, through our many partner stations like World FM in Tawa, New Zealand, and, of course, many, many others. I mention Tawa, actually, because this past week when I was driving around in my car, I was stuck in traffic for about 30 minutes. I mean, when I mean stuck in traffic, I literally wasn't moving at all. So, of course, I can fiddle with my phone at that point because I wasn't really driving, which, by the way, you shouldn't do, you know, especially if you're driving. But I wasn't moving. The road was actually a parking lot. And I thought, well, you know what? Let me program one station. So I decided to listen to World FM as I was making my way on the highway. So yes, that's why I decided to mention them. Anyway, nice to have you with us today. Now, the song that we began today's show with, our Sig tune, of course, we have that one that we sometimes play, the Happy Station song. That, of course, is a very different arrangement to the one that was released as a small 7-inch single. That was a live version that was recorded at Studio 11 at Radio Nederland in 1976 that featured Tom Mayer, the Letta de Jong singers, and Hein Bula, with Case Small and his orchestra backing them up. And I have to say, if you were to ask me which is my favorite one, actually, I like this one because there's a certain energy in this one that, of course, sounds very different from the one that was not recorded in front of a studio audience. So I like both of them equally for two completely different reasons. Anyway, very nice to have you with us today. And we're going to be bringing you something from the Happy Station Show archives a little later on in the program. Something I think that will make you giggle. It's a lot of fun. But first, let's begin with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra, with the theme to Naked City, or as it's called on the disc, Naked City Theme. ¶¶ Nelson Riddle and Naked City Theme, beginning today's edition of Happy Station, the first show for the month of June the 4th. And, hello, wherever you may be. And I know that it's summertime now in many places, except where it's winter, which actually would be Australia and New Zealand and anything very, very south of the equator. So, Merry Christmas. No, I think they celebrate that more or less at the same time. Well, at least I hope so. I mean, if they don't, well, I mean, they celebrate Christmas in July. That's what I was just remembering. Christmas in July. Yes, there is actually such a thing as Christmas in July. Many years ago, I remember meeting somebody who was having a Christmas in July party. And I went, well, wait a second, this sounds very silly. But actually, no, there is actually something called Christmas in July, which actually happens in some southern hemisphere seasons, where you're, for example, when you're in winter, maybe in Europe, where it's summertime in the Pacific or New Zealand or South Africa or other places. So they have something called Christmas in July, or the other name that they call it is the midwinter Christmas in some places. But I remember going to this thing that was a Christmas in July many, many years ago, and I went, oh, this is very strange. And I then realized, actually, they don't just have Christmas in July. There's also a Christmas in August, which is something that's an annual event, an annual tradition that used to be known as Savage Christmas, that takes place in the Yellowstone National Park in the United States. The celebration includes the usual Christmas things, believe it or not. Christmas trees, singing Christmas carols, jingle bells, and odds, if he did it, and gift exchanges. Christmas in July, and some places Christmas in August. Mind you, it reminds me then, it's all kind of connected. A song that was actually sung by Graham Chapman in the Monty Python film, The Meaning of Life. The last number in the song is called Christmas in Heaven. It's Christmas in Heaven, there's great films on TV. The Sound of Music, Twice an Hour, and Jaws 1, 2, and 3. Which is actually the lyric to it. Very, very funny little number. Actually, I was thinking maybe we should dig that up. But we can't do it today because the disc that it would be on is not here in the studio. We don't even have it here at the station, actually. I actually have it at home, and I'll try to remember to bring it in next week so we can do our own little Christmas in June. And then maybe a Christmas in July with our annual Christmas stories. No, we're not going to go that far. Anyway, nice to have you with us. Yes, it is June, warm seasons and everything else. We're going to take a listen now to another piece of music. And this is only because last week, a friend of mine sent me a DVD box set of a very well-known and popular television series from the UK that was from the 1970s called Van de Velk. And yes, the name of course sounds Dutch, but actually it is a British series about a Dutch police officer that they shot in a studio in the UK for interior shots and then went to Amsterdam to do all the external shots. When the series was revived a number of years later, they shot everything on location in Amsterdam. So it is funny, you have a police officer, his name is Van de Velk, but he's speaking, of course, with a very posh English accent. Of course, the other actors as well. His name is Houtik Vicker, as somebody once, I think it was Tom that once said it, Dutch is like the disease of the throat. Yes. I wonder if there's any other languages that are like that as well. Disease of the throat. There are, of course, disease of the tongue languages and disease of the mouth languages, especially Cantonese. Now, I don't want anybody writing and saying, oh, I just insulted all kinds of Cantonese speakers, because it can be a funny-sounding language at times. But anyway, Time for music. And when we come back, I want to tell you about some more archive stuff and the tape that our Sig tune came from today. So we're going to listen to the signature tune to the television series Vandervilk that was originally performed by Simon Park and his orchestra. But this version is by Joe Loss. Joe Loss and his orchestra with the signature tune to Vandervilk, a very popular Thames television program. And despite the name being a Dutch name of the officer Vandervilk, actually the program is British, as well as the actors that were playing the, all the other actors that were in the series, in fact, including the star. Anyway, very nice to have you with us today. And we're going to listen now to a couple of excerpts, or rather, I should say, a couple of musical numbers from a Happy Station show that was broadcast May 30th, 1976. Now, this was on tape number 34. And as we were doing the transfer of tape number 34 this week, we have another recording of songs that were recorded live on Happy Station. This one is a little bit different in that they were all recorded in stereo. The other ones, of course, were recorded in mono, but this one was all recorded in stereo. And when I mean stereo, I mean stereo, where all the music is on the left channel and all the vocals are on the right channel. So we were a little surprised about that. I didn't think it would be that kind of mix. Mind you, when the program was originally broadcast on shortwave, nobody would have heard it that way. But they do sound absolutely fantastic. So Tom's musical guests on that show were Case Small and his band that did a lot of open house shows, Letty DeYoung and the Letty DeYoung Singers. Letty DeYoung was the wife of Case Small. Also, Hein Beula is on the program, and we're going to listen to one of his songs that he does on next week's show. But first, here's the Letty DeYoung Singers with Tippy Tin. Yes, that is the name, Tippy Tin.
One night when the moon was so mellow, Rosita met young Manuelo. He held her like this, this lovely miss, then stole a kiss, this fellow. He said he was glad he'd met her, and soon she said, no, no, I cannot go until I know you better. Tippy-tippy-tin, tippy-tin, tippy-tippy-town, tippy-town. He kept on the stealing and he had a feeling she was satisfied. Tippy-tippy-tin, tippy-tin, tippy-tippy-town, tippy-town.
She was saying, go, sir, so he held her, that's how he complied. One night when the moon was so mellow, Rosita met young Manuelo. He held her, da 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 da. He said he was glad that he had met her, and soon he would come and he'd get her. But she said, no, no, I cannot go until I know you better.
Tippy-tin, tippy-tin-tin, tippy-tan, tippy-tan-tan, tippy-tan, tippy-tan-tan, tippy-tin, tippy-tin-tin, tippy-tan, tippy-tan-tan. It's plain to see that he and she were one, and now they're two.
Tippy Tippy Tin, Letty De Jong, and of course her singers, the Letty De Jong Trio, or singers, whatever you want to call them, from May 30th, 1976. Tom's other vocal guest on that program was Han Mueller, who does a nice solo number called Woman in Love that we will play on next week's program. But we're now going to play Tom Meyer and Han Mueller doing a duet together. Well, I'm not going to introduce the song. Instead, I'm going to have Han try to see if Tom can guess what the song is.
Tom Meyer!
Hey, wait a minute. What's the general idea? Taking over from me?
No, just helping out, you see.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, you can hardly back announce yourself and say, that was me, ladies and gentlemen.
That was I.
Oh, that's what I said.
No, you said that was me.
Oh, so sorry, Professor. don't you have anything else on your mind and to correct other people's English?
No, should I?
After all, you produce the show, mm-hmm. You present it in empty languages, you write lyrics, you sing. Well, at least you try to.
Oh, thank you.
You have guests on your show. Is there anything you don't do?
Yeah, I don't pay.
No, but seriously, Tom, I don't know how you do it, especially today. You meet thousands of people, you get tens of thousands of letters, you have your everyday work to do. And I suppose you have to keep track of the available music.
Mm-hmm.
But then, that won't be too difficult with all the records you play every week.
Oh, well.
Are you one of those people who recognize a melody after the first few bars?
Who recognizes a melody after the first few bars?
The
introduction, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, sure, right away.
Always.
Oh, yes, always, of course.
Ha-ha. I don't believe you.
What do you mean you don't believe? Try me.
Okay. How about this one? Ba-ba-ba.
Do that again.
Pa pa pa
pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa
pa pa pa
pa pa pa pa
pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa
pa pa pa pa pa pa pa
pa pa pa pa pa pa
pa pa pa pa pa pa pa
pa pa pa pa pa
pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa
pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa
pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa
pa pa pa pa pa pa pa
pa
pa pa pa pa pa
pa.
Shades of night are falling, and I'm lonely. Standing on the corner, feeling blue.
Just a minute. Han, would you do me one more favor and take it one more time?
What do you mean? You don't know it?
Of course I know it.
Ah, that's good.
Of course, yes. I just to love to hear good music, you see. That's why
that's
I want to hear it again.
Yes. Or you want to hear it from the top?
From the
I
top,
suppose.
Please, yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Shades of night are falling and I'm lonely. Standing on the corner feeling blue.
Mm-hmm.
You know the
rain? Yeah, I'm feeling blue, yeah.
Sweethearts out for fun.
Yeah.
Pass me one by one. Guess I'll wind up like I always
with only had je niet die mooie blauwe ogen.
No, that's wrong.
No?
Me.
Me and Bobby McGee.
No.
Me and Jane in the plane.
Wrong.
Me and you.
No.
Me and her. Me and him. Me and
no.
I give up.
That's good. You know what it is?
No.
Me and my shadow.
Me and my shadow?
Me and my
That's
shadow.
Not me and my shadow. This is me and my shadow. Robbie, please. Like the wallpaper sticks to the wall.
I like the seashore
clings
to
it.
The sea.
Like you'll never get rid of your shadow. Hey, now you'll never get rid of me.
Let all the others fight and fuss. Whatever happens, we've got us. Me,
we're closer than pages that stick in a bowl.
My shadow,
we're closer than ripples that play in a brook.
Strolling
wherever you find him, you'll find me just look. Closer than Jack Horner is to his little corner. Me,
we're closer than you are to EDXE.
And
Siamese
shadow,
twins are closer than we.
Not a soul can bust this team in two. We stick together like glue.
And when it's a sleeping time,
that's when we rise.
We start to swing,
swing to the sky.
Our clocks don't chime.
What a surprise.
They ring.
A ding ding, happy station.
Me,
you need a large crowbar, what out at the start. You need a large crowbar to break us apart.
We're alone but far from blue.
Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar. We make all the fun spots and then a few more.
We'll wind up at Leo's, and that is for sure.
Our life is gonna be a
wee wee
for my shadow and me.
Wow!
Yeah! Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's something different, isn't it?
Kane,
what?
Would you do me one more favor?
Oh, no. Not again. From the top?
No, not from the top. From the ending.
Oh, wonderful.
Now while we're at it, we'll have one or two.
And then in the morning, be red, white, and blue.
But wind up at Leo's, whatever we do.
Life is gonna be a
wee-wow-wee
for my.
Well, of course, that was Me and My Shadow, Tom Mayer and Hein Bula. And we heard that funny little introduction to the beginning of that. Actually, that would be an interesting game that we can play one day at a party, or we can do a special happy station, have a group of five people, and say, okay, excuse me. Not excuse me, I'm coughing because yes, and you know, play a little bit of a song, and then see if somebody can guess what it is. And it could be something like, okay, see if you can get this, if you know what this song is. Da-da-dee-da-dee-dee, some enchanted evening. Yes, well, that's easy, you know. Here's a true story from a musician friend. Many years ago, when he was playing in this nightclub, once a week, he would ask people in the audience for a song and ask if for requests, you know, and people would come to him with all kinds of things. But he remembered one specific occasion when somebody came to him and said, I'd like to hear a song. And he went, okay, what is it? He said, are you sure you know? He said, yeah, we know, we have a big catalog here, and I'm sure that somebody in the band will know a chord or two, and we will be able to play it. Okay. And the song that was given to him was That's What You Are. Yes, that's what you are. And he went, well, that's what you are. And he said, I'm not really sure. Do you remember who sang the song? And he went, oh, many, many singers. Frank Sinatra did it. Nat King Cole. Many singers from that era also did this song, That's What You Are. And he said, is it a popular song? Because, you know, there are songs, of course, that artists have done that are maybe on an album somewhere that, unless you have the album, you wouldn't even know that they did it, right? And the guy said to me, oh, no, this is a very famous song. It is really, really famous. And he said, That's What You Are. And the guy said, yes. So he turned to the other musicians in the band and he said, hey, guys, do any of you here know a song, That's What You Are? And they all said the same thing. No, no idea. Okay, and then he decided to turn to the audience that was there and he said in the microphone, is there anybody here that knows the melody or some of the lyric to That's What You Are? And everyone, no idea. And the guy said, oh, you see, you told me you can play anything, and I had a feeling that you wouldn't know this song. And my friend is a pianist, said to him, well, if you can sing a little bit of the song, That's What You Are, then maybe we will recognize it. And the guy did. And he got up on the stage, and he said, okay, this is how it goes. And he started singing, unforgettable, that's what you are. I know it sounds like an corny story, but it actually happened. It actually happened to a pianist friend of mine many, many years ago. Yes, it's very, you know, it's funny how sometimes people will remember a song, but they don't know the title. They remember that one lyric from it. It's actually a true story. And if you don't believe me, you let me know, and I will, on one show, call him up and have him tell the story in his words, which is even funnier. But anyway, time for music. And speaking of That's What You Are, well, we're not going to listen to That's What You Are, but we are going to have a little bit of That's Life. Here's Frank Sinatra.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's
thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My, my.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the Happy Station Show. Your station of smiles across.
Hello, I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started listening?
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
And those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
A change in the weather, change in the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. Walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. Change my long tone for a little short back. Change my number where I'm stopping at. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made. There'll be some changes made. Mm-hmm.
change in the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. What will be different, my talk and my name? Nothing about me's gonna be the same. Change my long talk for a little short fat. Change my number where I'm stopping at. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today, yeah. There'll be some changes. Oh, some changes made. Oh, baby, there'll be some changes made.
Jimmy Rushing and Dave Brubeck and his quartet with There'll Be Some Changes. Here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, at the beginning, the first half of the show, I was playing a couple of numbers from a Happy Station show from May 30th, 1976. And this week, those who are patrons will find all the songs at our Patreon page, which is www.patreon.com/PCJRadio. And those who are not patrons will only get little clips. So become a patron, and you can download all the programs. Before we get to our next piece of music, I want to do a call to a few people. We haven't done this in some time, but I actually, because I keep forgetting to do it, or actually we run out of time. But anyway, we have quite a pile here, so hopefully we'll get some this week and next week. Hello to Dean Borano. Dean Borano, who lives in Durham, Connecticut, in the United States. He says, I was delighted and surprised to hear the Happy Station show and listen to the full 1 hour for the very first time. This was the first time that I caught your program since it used to be on Global 24 Radio. Oy vey. I mean, that's actually a long time ago. I don't know if you remember, there was a station that was called Global 24, and we were on that before they went belly up. I really enjoyed the music that you played, which was Don't Rain on My Parade. That's right. I think it was a Barbra Streisand. And It Never Rains in California. The receiver that I was listening to you on is, a 1937 Zenith console 8S154. I think I know what radio that is. It's one of the fantastic speaker on it. Yes, it is from that era, but there's some radios from that time that do have fantastic sound. Well, thank you very much, Dean. Here's one here, actually, from a listener that, well, we haven't heard him from a very, very long time. We know that he is a regular listener, and he writes us from time to time, and that's Jose Jacob. Jose Jacob. Victor Ukraine 2 JOS, that's his call sign, and he lives all the way in India. And he was listening to, well, he's a regular listener to two programs. First, the Happy Station Show, and also Focus Asia Pacific. And he was listening to us on 11580 kilohertz. Now, if memory serves me correctly, 11580 kilohertz, which we use from 1 to 2 hours UTC, is targeted towards Western South America, I think it is. But anyway, it's good to know that it actually made it all the way to your part of the world. And also another listener here who actually we haven't heard from in a very long time. It's a name that I know very well. And he is one of our regular listeners who lives in Sendai, Japan. And that's Mr. Hisenshi Hasumi. And thank you very much for your reception report for the program that you heard on the 15th of May. On 5850 kilohertz. And again, I think this was a transmission, of course, outside our normal target. And if I look at the time, which was from 8:30 to 9 hours UTC, I think you were catching, actually the audio was actually not from us, and it wasn't from WRMI. Well, the transmission was from WRMI, but actually that is the relay that we have on the World Radio Network. Because some of the transmissions for PCJ Radio International on the World Radio Network are also broadcast on shortwave at specific times. And if I look at that time, which here it is again, from 8:30 to 9 hours UTC, I think that's the one you heard. It was through, well, actually, it's from the satellite transmission that is also broadcast on shortwave. But actually, I know that 5850 is actually not even targeted towards East Asia, so it's actually kind of nice that you're able to pick it up. Anyway, thank you very much for all of those. And those came to us from PCJ, QSL at PCJmedia.com. All right. Time for music again. Dick Van Dyke and Nice Work If You Can Get It.
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 If you try. If you try.
Holding hands at midnight, neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it. And you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it. And you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door.
Just imagine
where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it. And if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Won't you tell me how? Won't you tell me how? Won't you tell me, holding hands at midnight, beneath the starry sky? It's nice work if you can get it.
And you can get it if you try.
Try, try, try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it.
And you can get it if you try.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one.
Who could ask for anything more?
Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow.
It's nice work if you can get it.
And if you get it, won't you tell me?
Won't you tell me? Won't you tell me?
Dick Van Dyke and Nice Work If You Can Get It. Now, I actually need your help on something. It's a piece of music that we found on a tape. An open reel tape made in 1967. Now, the only thing that we know is actually nothing. It was recorded in London, I think, by what band? Well, it doesn't even say. All I know is that it was recorded in London at the BBC, and that's all we know. But anyway, I want to play it for you to see if anybody out there would know what it is. And if you know what it is, we will send something to you very special indeed. So here it is. A track recorded at the BBC of an unknown orchestra. It could be the BBC radio band, with a track that is actually unknown because whoever did the mix down to mono didn't even list it. Yes, a piece of music recorded at the BBC sometime in the late 60s. And that's all we know. If you know what it is, let us know. Anyway, our last piece of music today, I'm going to dedicate to the late Roger Moore, who passed away, who played James Bond from the film Live and Let Die, which was his first one, all the way to Octopussy, which is always a fun name to say. Roger Moore was, of course, well known for playing Bond, also well known for The Saint, and also the television series Ivanhoe. And he made a lot of other very well-known films. And as the tributes were coming out, they said, you know, Roger Moore was the first one to say that he wasn't a good actor. He didn't consider himself a good actor. But one thing they said about if you cast him in a film, you casted Roger Moore. He was, you know, a certain, he brought a certain class. So we're going to end with the signature to the film, the theme song to the film Live and Let Die, which is performed by Paul McCartney and Wings. And we're going to dedicate this to the late Roger Moore. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Live and let die.